Did you ever eat Pope Greens?
No. I've seen them a lot.
Oh, you've missed a lot.
We didn't have them where I grew up.
Well, you sure have missed a lot if you haven't eaten the Pope Greens. You ought to get them when they're about this tall to make them good. Don't get the whole Pope. They're a little bit better when they first come out of the ground. Break them off.
The children over in the eastern part of the state were going out and gathering those and selling them to the cannery.
They, nothing as good as Pope Greens. We never did use any of the sourdough. We never did gather any mushrooms because I was afraid we'd get the wrong kind. I don't know. Afraid I might get a toadstool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the early days, while the people put up grapes and plums. And
yeah, I used to make a lot of jelly out of plums.
Yes.
Did you use rennet or something in that to make it?
No, we didn't use pepkin in jelly.
Yeah, that's it.
No, we didn't use that.
Now you mentioned toadstools, said it might make you sick. Why would this be?
Well, they're poisonous. There's some kind of mushrooms that are poisonous, you know, that we think might be mushrooms, but they're really toadstools, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a little concerned about some of those things.
I know people who gather them. I like mushrooms very well at the canyons.
Mm-hmm.
We never did gather them.
Yeah, I feel safe when it comes out of a can.
Yeah.
This may be a fool's paradise, but you get ptomaine poisoning from the can.
Yeah. Mm. I think some fruit and vegetables that's canned in California sometimes are poisonous, they tell me something. Not fruit, but then non-acid food.
Mm-hmm.
That looks perfectly all right, but they're poisonous.
Gee, they used to have some beautiful orchards. I guess they still do up in the central part of the state around Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Oh my, just beautiful.
Are oranges?
No, this was mostly pears and peaches and plums.
That's where all that pretty stuff comes from.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're bothered with insects.
I don't know.
I wonder if they're coming in like they do.
They must be. I had a friend in the army with me who had an orchard up there. His dad did. Uh-huh. I had two of them. One had a fruit orchard up above Sacramento. Another kid's dad had an orange orchard.
Oh, those pears and peaches are just the nicest things.
Oh, yeah.
And the plums, sweet plums they have there in Oregon.
But we live down in Los Angeles, we couldn't grow any of those things.
No, dry there.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But oranges would grow well.
When it did go to rain, and it rained.
You'd have pretty good average, but it would be all at once.
Yeah, all at once.
Well, if you buy things loose and in large amounts, you'd say you're going to buy them how?
In bulk.
And if you get, let's say a leather belt, if somebody says, is it artificial, you'd say, no, it's not artificial.
Genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine. Cowhide.
Yeah, I bought what I thought was a top grain cowhide belt. Come find out it's leather on the back and plastic on the front.
Yeah. They certainly have come a long ways making cellophane and plastic and things like that. Really, if we had celluloid in my day, early days.
Yeah.
And they found out afterwards that it's explosive. You get a match too close to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fire hazard.
I worked on a dictionary once, and my editor and I used to wear a green eye shade.
Yeah.
We were the only two nuts there that wore these things, but So I was afraid of mine. We both smoked pipes.
Yeah.
But you get up there to light your pipe and a flame would be right up there in the eye shade.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I took mine off and threw it away and told him you'd better do the same. And he said,